This is incredible.
Just out getting a little exercise this morning, and I'm right here in the Kidron Valley between Old Jerusalem there and the Mount of Olives over here. The Mount of Olives is now a massive cemetery, Jewish cemetery, and I'm about to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, there are actually four gardens of Gethsemane in this area, because obviously they're not exactly sure which one is the exact spot where Jesus came to pray before he was given up by Judas. But I'm going to go to a couple of them here. This one has an Armenian kachkar up there as a monument. You see stones like that all over Armenia. They usually represent some sort of monument or special event or something. Some of them are very, very old and some are not. So, but they believe that this tomb here behind me of the Virgin Mary was built in the first century. That's pretty old. And this is something that I didn't know before, but apparently in Eastern Orthodox Christianity, they believe that the Virgin Mary died and was buried in this tomb. And on the third day after her burial, she was taken up to heaven, body and soul. And the tomb was found to be empty, just like Jesus, kind of a mirror image of what happened to Jesus. The Catholic tradition believes that she was simply assumed into heaven. That's called the Assumption, body and soul. And she didn't actually die. But this tomb has been the place where they've worshiped the Virgin Mary for a long time. I'm not going to walk in the church because I'm wearing shorts and I don't think that would be respectful. But I'll try to stick the phone in there and see if I can get a shot of what's inside. The road going up to the Mount of Olives is really beautiful. This is the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you. There are supposedly 8 olive trees in this garden. And they've been carbon dated back about 900 or 1,000 years. So they don't believe that these actual trees were here when Jesus came here to pray. But the experts do believe that these trees were all taken from the same tree. They've been able to test the DNA and figure that out. They were all taken from the same tree and planted here about 900 years ago. And so they believe that that tree that these trees came from could very well have been one of the trees in the garden where Jesus prayed. So they are directly descended from that tree. And right now we are hearing the Muslim call to prayer being called out over the Mount of Olives. and Eastern Jerusalem. This is the Basilica of Agony, and it's actually pretty new. It was built in 1919, but it's the third basilica to be built on the site of the Garden of Gethsemane. The first one was in like 333 or something like that. And it is built supposedly around the stone where Jesus prayed and sweat drops of blood before he went to be crucified. Now, the last time I was here, it was so crowded, I didn't even bother trying to get inside this thing. So I've never been inside this church. This time, it looks like I've got the whole thing to myself. Unbelievable. Person in this church right now. This never happens. This is the Basilica of Agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that rock right behind me is supposed to be the rock where God, where Jesus prostrated himself and sweat drops of blood. This is incredible. I've never seen a stray dog in Jerusalem, but there are cats everywhere. And this one's been keeping me company while I've been at the Garden of Gethsemane. Sweet cat.